Do you ever look at somebody and think, I think that person is a psychopath?
I know about four or five of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. According to Men's Health, Connecticut has the second highest amount of psychopaths in the entire country.
You know what? I've lived all over this country, and I'm not going to dispute those numbers. I'm not going to say that I'm 100% on it, but I'm not going to dispute it.
They're saying that the only people that beat us for being psychopaths are Washington, D.C., and when you think about all the politicians there, it seems to make a whole lot of sense. But when you're thinking about psychopaths, they don't necessarily mean like the Charles Mansons.
Sure.
What they're talking about is people with neurotic behavior, mm-hmm. Issues with agreeableness. It says that a true psychopath has an inflated sense of self, little regard for the well-being of others, and are somewhat full of spite.
Oh, I love it. I thought that was sociopath. Now it looks like I'm a dual threat.
Oh, good. So I pulled up a test to see whether or not you are a psychopath, and I thought I would give it to you quickly here, Raven.
This quick quiz will decide? All right.
Okay, first question. Rate yourself on the scale. I find myself in the same kind of trouble time after time. Not at all, neutral, or very much.
Not at all at this point in life.
Well, at this point in life.
That's right.
Yeah. I quickly lose interest in tasks I start.
Absolutely.
Most people are just stupid.
I'm going to go with yes.
Uh-huh.
The percentages are there.
Cool.
I mean, I know some smart people, but I mean, they're like one in five.
I'm trying not to hurt others in pursuit of my goals.
These are big questions.
Well, we're trying to figure out if you're a psychopath, Raven.
I'm going to say neutral, too.
You're just saying that not to sound psychotic, but we both know that you will step on anybody to get what you want.
Hey, if it's me or you,
That's what I thought. No question.
Yep. Put on the throat.
I'm answering very much. I enjoy manipulating other people's feelings.
No, I don't do that. You know I don't do that.
Right. Now you need to pick true or false.
Mm-hmm.
I am superior to most people.
Don't ask me these in public.
Well, I'm finding out if you're a psychopath, Raven, because we know the answer you think is true. Right? Now you're red. I'll put true. I lie to make things go smoother. True or false?
Sure. I tell little white lies.
Uh-huh. Yep. I rarely feel guilty.
I guess that's pretty true. I don't.
I
try and live a good life, Anna Zapp.
I'm an emotional person.
I can be disconnected.
I mean, you know where this is going, right? I often get others to pay for things for me.
No, not really. I mean, besides Christian.
Right. First of all, Christian is like just starting out. Stop making Christian pay for everything.
Well, when I do pay, I let him keep everything. Pretty much.
It's like a dollar change.
I mean, I'm not keeping a running tab. Maybe he should be.
Oh, God. I speak with authority.
That's true.
Even when you don't know what you're talking about.
That's part of it. I mean, if you don't speak with authority, nobody's going
to
believe you.
All right, last question, and you have to answer truthfully.
Okay.
Did you ever shoplift or take things that didn't belong to you?
I shoplifted when I was like, I don't know, 6 years, 8 years old. I think I stole a pack of gum.
Right.
And then I ran away when the store manager came to get me, and my mom brought me back there.
Have you ever wanted to hurt somebody because they wronged you?
Sure. I was a child once.
All right, I'm going to calculate the answers to this, and we're going to find out if you're a psychopath right after this, right here on Star 99.9. We were just discussing the fact that Connecticut has ranked number 2 in the country for being the most psychopaths.
Wow.
Yep.
Woo, good for us. We finally got on a top 5.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly what we want. Only people that beat us are the psychopaths in Washington, D.C., which is hilarious if you think about it, and the politicians down there.
Be honest, what was your first thought? Because mine was Florida.
Oh, no. I had a feeling it had to do with politics. But remember, a psychopath isn't like a Charles Manson when they're trying to figure this out. This study comes from Men's Health. Mm. It's more about neurotic behavior, not being agreeable, inflated sense of self, little regard for well-being of others, and somewhat full of spite. So I gave Raven a quiz to find out if he was a psychopath.
What do the calculations say? What are the percentages? Because I don't know what a passing grade is here.
All right. Well, it says here that you could be a psychopath.
I could be.
Yeah.
But I'm not definitely.
Right. It says sometimes you're a little distant from others. You're no stranger to difficult times and a little depression. But overall, you're fairly friendly, outgoing, and enjoy the company of others. You know, this is the kind of psychopath that I would be afraid of. Because this is the one that makes you trust them. But the minute you turn, they stab you in the back.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes. I blend in. Mm-hmm. You can't see this monster coming across the prairie from high on.
It's true. You put a big smile on, but deep down, you're just plotting all our demise, you know?
You would think that I would do really well on reality television with something like that,
oh,
right?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, mm-hmm. you're a prime candidate for celebrity, like, it'd be non-celebrity.
Right.
D-list celebrity, Big Brother. All right, if you want to take this quiz for yourself, we got you covered. Just head over to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.